This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of the service will be given at the close of the program.
Life is shaped by our choices. We're going to talk about that today in a sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you who have created the whole world, the universe, but above all, the crowning work of your creation, the human being, we thank you that you have given to us a mind with which we can think. We thank you also that you have given to us a will whereby we can make a decision. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given to us a soul that is immortal, eternal. God, for all of your goodness to us and for this marvelous creation, we say thank you. Now help us to understand that we are then responsible people, and our lives are often shaped by our choices. Give us that message today through your holy word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the sixth chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians, beginning with verse 7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time we will reap a harvest, if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of the believers. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Morning cry, I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there when you were but a child with a faith to suit you. When you heard the wonder
Friends in Christ, those who trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior live in a personal relationship with Him. But that does not mean that they are not surrounded with temptation. William Barclay has said it well. Christianity never took the threat out of life. How true it is. Satan is very much alive and confronts us with the temptation of turning our backs on God and not following Him. The simple truth is this, that our lives are determined by the choices that we make. This is the message that St. Paul sent to the Galatians when he writes in the closing verses of his book, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. A man reaps whatever he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from that Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." The first reading of this verse can appear to be negative and a warning of something bad that is going to happen. But if you study the verse in its context, it can also present us with a positive challenge and a great future. It not only speaks to our eternal destiny, to our lives here on this earth, but also to what takes place after we leave this world. Our eternal destiny is determined by our choice. It is true that our eternal salvation is completely dependent on what Jesus Christ has done for us at the cross of Calvary. Christ has paid the full price for all of our sins. Not 99% of the price, and if we have to add the other, He has paid it all. There's no question about that. But after Jesus' vicarious atonement has been completed, He has suffered and died in our place. He has been raised again on the third day. Then He comes and offers to us this salvation. Here it is. Do you want to be mine forever? Do you want to go to heaven? Then receive me as your Savior and your Lord. We at that particular time make no contribution simply by receiving the gift. If a loved one goes out and buys you a gift and comes at Christmas time or birthday time or whenever it is and says, "Here, I bought you this," you have to receive it if the gift is to be of any value to you. Now, I know that we have a lot of theological discussion on this matter. Can a person receive it or can he not? And the answer to it is no, by his own reason of strength, we cannot receive this gift of salvation. But the Holy Spirit is right there. When Jesus Christ says, "Look, this salvation is yours, receive it," with those words, the Holy Spirit empowers us to make a decision to give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is all by grace, but there is a place there where the mind of man has got to say, "Yes, I want you, Lord Jesus." Otherwise, friend, how would we explain some of these very pointed passages of Scripture? Go way back in the Old Testament. Go back to Joshua. Joshua said to the people, "Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Notice that choose. Now Joshua knew that he was empowered by God to do that choosing, but nevertheless he was to choose. Or for example, if you turn to the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John, it says here that for as many as received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God. In other words, there is that subjective act again empowered by the Holy Spirit. You must receive me. And in the last book of the Bible, in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens a door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Notice there the appeal. The evangelical appeal then is that empowered by the Spirit of God, we make a choice, and that choice is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Here a few weeks ago, I listened to an interview on the television, and Dr. Billy Graham was the person being interviewed. They asked him, Billy, are you afraid of dying? And he laughed and he said, afraid of dying? I should say not. I'd like to die. And they said, how can you be so sure? That's a question that many people are asking Christians today. How can you be so sure? And Billy gave the answer based completely on Scripture and the confession of all Christians who trust the Savior. There was a time in my life that I said, yes, Lord Jesus, I want you. And Billy said he came into my life, and from that day on, I know that all of my sins have been forgiven, and I am going to be his forever. That's why I like to die. I'd like to, Billy said, I would like to stand in the presence of God and be with him. He was quick to say, it is not anything that I might have done. It is not all of these crusades. It is not preaching the gospel to millions of people. I am saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, but I made a choice. And that needs to be emphasized. And it is in that sense of the word that St. Paul, writing to the Galatian congregation, says, a man reaps what he sows. If you choose by the grace of God to receive Jesus Christ, he is yours forever. Isn't that a positive? Isn't that a challenge? Isn't that a wonderful thing to know that while I walk here, he walks with me, and when this life is over, he takes me home to be with him in heaven. That's the gospel, simple, clear, the one that we live with in our hearts as Christians. Paul's plea then to the people of Galatia, after he has talked with them and poured out his heart for his concern that they continue with Christ, was this: please, please, if you have not already done so, you people who live in Galatia, will you not receive him and there live with him eternally? And those same words that were addressed 2,000 years ago to the people in Galatia are the words that are being addressed to us today. Our eternal destiny depends upon what we have done with Jesus Christ, who suffered and died on the cross for our sins. But this verse does not only refer to eternity, it also speaks about our life here. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. In other words, the choices that we are to make here, friend, are many, many. And sometimes they're bad choices. And then we have to go to the Lord and ask him to forgive us. And he is more than willing, through repentance and faith, to forgive us. But if we do not, if we turn our back on him and choose to go without him, then the scriptures say, God is not mocked. And the results will be a life away from God forever. He will not be mocked. He makes that very, very clear in this word for us this day. Let's take a look at what we're talking about here. People who made some wrong choices. We'll take the negative. And then if we have time, we'll take some of the positive. Here is a young man who I knew well. He had a bright future in his profession. He had been given a good mind. His parents had seen that he was well educated. and he was getting along just wonderfully well. But then he began to nibble away on drugs. And a few years later, that man was absolutely 100% incapacitated. And the diagnosis that we lay people can understand is the drugs had fried his brain. Now, that was a choice that that young man made. You can kind of rationalize it. You can explain why he might have done it. And when us sitting around here condemning, we'll have to leave him into the hands of God. But it was a choice he made. Shall I take that drug? Or shall I not take that drug when it was first offered to him? I don't do very many weddings anymore, but I remember often when the announcement had been made that they were now husband and wife, and they kissed one another and went off to their reception. I would watch that bride and that groom go down the aisle of the church. And there I always had to utter to my God, O Lord, bless them. Those young people have a choice to make. If they will let Jesus Christ direct their married life, it will be a blessed life. It will not be one without trial. It will not be one without sin. It will not be one without bad, bad choices. But if they have Jesus Christ in their lives together, that marriage will come through. And how do you walk with Christ in a marriage? By opening that word and letting him direct you as husband and wife as to what way you should go. But if they were going to leave him out of the marriage, then they could jolly well be one of the 50% whose marriage would end in divorce. I've never kept any statistics. The congregation was too large to follow it up. But that is true. A man reaps what he sows. And the positive side of this is that so many have sown that seed, and they have blessed memories, and they have blessed marriages today. You know, so often we talk about those that have failed, but I stop and think of those that have really been successful. Those where husband and wives have stood together in days of good and days of bad. And it has been a joy to be in their presence and to be a part of their home from time to time. There is both a warning here and there's a challenge. It's both positive and negative. Walk with Christ in your marriage and you'll have a blessed time. Turn your back on him, and you have a pretty good chance of having some pretty difficult times. Raising your children in the Christian home. Recently, I sat in a clinic watching a young father and mother coming out from seeing the doctor. They were smiling from ear to ear, and the results were that the man said, "It's quite a challenge to raise this little one." I was glad to hear him say that. Because if you take that child home, realizing what a challenge it is, and introduce him to the Lord Jesus Christ and teach him to pray and let the child hear his father and also the mother pray, bring that child to a church where the gospel is preached and into a Sunday school where the word of God is taught, and I tell you, they're going to have some great days with that child. But let him go into this cesspool of immorality where he or she has to go. And who knows what will happen. Now, we can't as parents really understand that we're always going to have it just the way that we would like to have it be. But when we have done the best in the raising of our children, then we can take confidence that God walks with them. A mother said to me some time ago, "My daughter never had a chance, At 16, she was pregnant. And from there on, it was downhill. It is true that your daughter had a tough life ahead, but she had a chance. She had been given the instruction that there was a sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And when she gave her body to that person out of wedlock, there was the sowing, and the result was a pregnancy. Can she be forgiven? Sure. That's a wrong choice. God will not be mocked, but God will forgive. And so we could go on in all of life. A person reaps what he or she sows. That's the way Paul closed his book to the Galatians. Oh, how he loved them, and how he wanted them to make the right choices. And that's what God says to us today in his word. How he loves us. How he wants us for his own. How he wants to walk with us. How he wants to see us in eternity, to stand there before him. That's his wish. It's a warning, but it's a challenge. It's positive and not always negative. Amen. As our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you reveal your love to us again here this day. We thank you that you have made it very clear that if we will sow in the sense of the word that we receive Christ as our Savior, it'll be a blessed life. Oh God, we pray that we will not turn our backs and reject you and then have to reap
what we have sown. O God, be merciful to us and forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. We pray today's gospel message will comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Today's service is available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Our website has many spiritual helps, including a daily devotion, Bible study helps, and a preview of the coming program. Visit us today at ChristianCrusaders.org. Many of our listeners are not aware that Christian Crusaders must purchase its own radio airtime in order to broadcast biblical truth each and every week. Please consider, if you're in a position to do so, sending a financial gift. In this way, you become a partner in carrying out our mission to proclaim Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and personal Savior to all who receive Him. God's blessings to each of you. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders broadcasts over 16 radio stations in 9 states, shortwave in Europe, and on the internet at ChristianCrusaders.org. We are grateful you chose to worship with us today and pray you will worship with us next Sunday on this station. Christian Crusaders is now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.